Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Friday, January 28, 2011. Getting a grip on them. The passage is from Acts 17. I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Athens is often called the birthplace of democracy and the cradle of Western civilization. It's the home of Plato, Pericles, and the Parthenon. The city has had enormous influence in its 3,400 years of recorded history. How did Paul present the gospel in Athens? First, he walked into the city and paid close attention to its religious monuments, even though he found them disturbing. Second, he visited the Jewish synagogue and shared Christ with both Jews and Gentiles. Third, he did the same in the Athenian marketplace. Fourth, he accepted an invitation to speak at the Areopagus, revived to new respect under Roman rule. And finally, Paul used local references to tease out what Athenians knew of God, an inscription to an unknown God, and popular descriptions of the supreme God in Greek poetry. Paul's goal was to present Christ crucified, the risen Lord and final judge of virtue. Like Socrates, he wanted listeners to admit ignorance and fall in love with the highest good. However, Christ can't be received by intellectual arguments. He can only be received as a gift through faith. As Dionysus and Damaris discovered, not only did Paul's speech redefine love, justice, and religion, it had the power to change lives. Will you pray with me? Lord, our culture too gropes after you. Give us wisdom to build bridges of understanding that connect with the lost. Amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.